Praised be Jesus and Mary. The entire church today commemorates St. Ignatius of Loyola. He was born in 1491 in Spain, in the Loyola Castle. He was born into a noble family, which was, however, neither rich nor too powerful. They were known for their military endeavors, or rather the fact that most of them were soldiers and acquired their nobility in that way. So St. Ignatius, too, became a soldier. But he did not lead too much of a Christian life until 1521, when it was exactly in a military expedition that a cannonball shattered his leg in 1521 and left him in bed for a long time. And this, too, is an interesting story. When the cannonball shattered his leg, painful wound, the bone had to be set. So it was, but when it healed, it was seen that it wasn't set properly. So they had to re-break the bone and set it better. So he underwent that painful operation again. When that bone set, healed, and he took off whatever they used as casts back then, he found that the bone under the knee stuck out a little bit, and he wasn't able to wear his the fashionable nobleman's knickerbockers of the time. You know, he would that bone sticking out would be ugly, and he wouldn't be able to put on his military boots. So out of vanity, he had his bone broken a third time, sawed off, and healed again, so that he could cater to his vanity. This was St. Ignatius before his conversion. But as he was waiting for that third bone, third operation, as he was convalescing from that third operation, he began his conversion. In the house in which he was recovering, there were no books which he used to read, novels and action books, basically. He was given Lives of the Saints, a life of Christ, and he began reading and asking himself, well, why don't you do the same thing? You know, he was reading Lives of the Saints, and the question came up in his mind, and he asked himself over and over again, why don't you do the same thing? The saints did it. Why don't you become a saint? And he resolved to do precisely that. He changed his life. He turned his life around, and he decided to become a priest, which he did. He studied in Paris, was ordained in Venice at a later age than usual, but he was ordained. And in 1540, in all his fervor, he founded the Society of Jesus, the Jesuits, of which he was the general, the major superior, until 1556, the year that he died. When he founded the Society of Jesus, the Jesuits, he chose as their motto, the words "Ad Maiorem Dei Gloriam," for which he is famous, for the greater glory of God. This was the aim of his life and the aim of his new religious order, to do all things for the greater glory of God. So today we'll reflect just briefly on those words, for the greater glory of God. We know that God created us with a free will, the power to choose, a liberty. This is basically what our wills do. They are the power to choose freely, and they can perform two operations. However, of course, we're speaking in a simplified way, but nonetheless, in the simplified way, we can say that our wills can perform two operations in order to make good use of them. First, our wills can reject what is evil and choose to do what is good. Reject evil and choose good. First, basic operation of the will. And this is good, but if we want to arrive at the perfection of the will, we can't be satisfied with that. Two, our operation can not only reject good and choose what is reject evil and choose what is good, but can prefer what is better over what is merely good. Second and more perfect operation of the will. While the first, of course, speaking in reductive and simplistic manners of speech, the first is enough for salvation. Reject evil, choose what is good. It's not good enough for sanctity. To become saints, we have to know how to even prefer what is better of what is merely good. Sacrifice what is good, what is illicit, what we could do, for a greater good, for the greater glory of God and for our own sanctification. And this has its eminent example in the life of religious, who choose to follow the evangelical counsels of obedience, poverty, chastity. It's good, to decide for ourselves, to be independent, to be autonomous. It's better to do the will of God in everything and to submit our wills to the will of a superior. It's good to have property, to have our own possessions, to be able to dispose of our things as we please. It's better to give all these things up. and live in voluntary poverty for the kingdom of heaven. It's good to be married and to have a family, nothing evil about that, but it's better to renounce this and live in voluntary chastity for the kingdom of heaven. All these things require a sacrifice of something that is good in order to choose something that is better. And knowing this, with these two operations of the will, which God puts at our disposal, at our disposition, and leaves us free to, you know, to use our will as we please, we can fall into three categories. And we'll conclude by looking at an excerpt of St. Ignatius's spiritual exercises, which is by his most famous written work. We'll look at a little excerpt and adaptation from this work in order to make it fit into this homily and tie in with what we're saying. It's called "In Order to Embrace What Is Best" is the title of this meditation. And we can fall into three categories of men, three categories of human beings, as we were saying. First, the first class of people would want to rid themselves of the attachment which they have for the things they possess in order to find peace in God, our Lord, and to be able to save themselves, but they do not place the means up to the hour of death. These are people that know they should save their souls, but they're attached to sin, and they leave conversion from sin until the last moment. They leave that first operation of the will, rejecting what is evil and choosing what is good, till the last hour. They hope to be able to do that, to make their, you know, they don't make moral choices during life. They hope to make at least one on their deathbed. And this is a precarious way to live. You know, some make it through grace and mercy of God. Some make it, some don't. Some arriving on their deathbed are so used to sin that they just die in their sins. Some are caught, surprised by a death that arrives not when they were hoping it would come, and they die in their sins. This is a precarious way of living. Second class of men. The second class want to rid themselves of their attachments, but want to rid themselves of them in such a way as to remain with the things that they are attached to. They want to have their cake and eat it too, as we would say. In other words, they want God to come where they want him to come, and they do not decide to leave their attachments in order to go to God, although it would be the best state for them. These people live in a halfway state. They want to reject what is evil, and they might even do it, but their heart remains attached to the things of the world, and they never make that step, you know, that essential evangelical step to renounce everything and to seek God alone. Then there's a third class of men. The third class want to rid themselves of their attachments, but want so to rid themselves of them so as not to have even as much as a liking for them, to keep the things acquired or not to keep them, but only want it or not want it, as will appear to them better for the service and praise of His Divine Majesty. And meanwhile, they strive to always remember that they quit all they were attached to, forcing themselves not to want that or any other thing, unless only the service of God our Lord moved them, so that the desire of being better able to serve God our Lord moves them to take the thing or leave it. The only desire that they have, the only criterion of their action, is the greater glory of God. The greater glory of God, which necessarily passes through our sanctification, or rather our sanctity necessarily gives God greater glory. So let's pray to St. Ignatius today to be numbered among the third class of men, those who know how to prefer what is better over what is merely good, or as St. Maximilian would say, because spirituality develops, to prefer what is best over what is merely better even, you know, to give to God what he deserves, and that is the best, the greater, the best, for his greater glory, for his greatest possible glory, and for our own sanctification. So let's conclude now with the prayer of the Church, the collect of today. O God, who raised St. Ignatius of Loyola in your Church to further the glory of your name, grant that by his help we may imitate him in fighting the good fight on earth, and merit to receive with him a crown in heaven. Praised be Jesus and Mary.